We're going to now continue with the next siman, which is entitled Dini Birchas Peros Haaretz. And the Shulchan Aruch begins with such a very basic halacha that there's not any Mishnah Berurah on it. He says, Al Peros Haaretz Mivarech Brei Pri Adam. Simple enough that when it comes to the fruit of the ground, literally that's how you translate it, translates vegetables, the bracha is Brei Pri Adam. However, as we know, there are numerous exceptions necessary to know some of the basic rules as to why some fruits or vegetables has a hadama when you would maybe think it's a fruit, or vice versa. So the next halacha says, Al hatusim hagunelim b'sne. When it comes to tutim, which are berries which grow b'sne, by a bush or near the ground, brei pri hadama. The bracha is hadama. So the question is that true when it comes to berries? So we're going to discuss the idea is that it is very close to the ground and therefore no longer has the characteristic of a tree. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses some examples. For example, berries which grow so close to the ground, shikorin mulbear, which is like mulberries, as well as molens, some certain types of melons. V'chein melon shalanu gamkin yadua shekadelim be'ilan shemiskayim mishon l'shana. When it comes to certain melons, in which it's known that they remain on the tree from year to year, it's not that they need to constantly be replanted, they do not die after a year. Mevarchin ala brei pri eitz. So this is actually going to be one of the general principles of when a person makes a ha'etz or hadama, is similar to the idea of an annual and a perennial, is whether or not a tree needs to be continuously replanted, or if it's something in which weakens as the years progress. In that situation, it loses the halachic status of a tree. And this is what the Ramah says over here. And we're going to discuss the significant some examples in a moment. So the Ramah says, "Delo mikre eitz el shemotzi olav meitzo." We only consider a tree, only a situation where the leaves are coming forth from the actual tree itself. Let's say that you have a bush in which the leaves are only coming forth from the roots, from the very bottom of the ground. That does not constitute a tree. And furthermore, he says, Vahane, these types of this type of growth, Kivan de kola eitz of gamri b'choref. Since the branches completely fall apart b'choref when it's cold in the winter, the hada parach misharshav, and then only afterwards it grows. Mevarchin ala brei pri hadama. Therefore, the bracha is hadama. So the definition, the basic definition, again, we'll discuss specific examples in a second, is that if it's something in which dies down or during the winter, it does not have the same strength throughout year after year, then it no longer has the halachic status of a tree, and therefore the bracha is hadama. So just to go through a few different examples, is brought down in this sefer, which talks about the laws of brachos. He says the roots of a strawberry plant, for example, remains alive, but the part growing above the ground dies each winter. So even though the truth is that the strawberry plant itself remains alive, but since the part which is growing above the ground every single year dies in the winter, the bracha for strawberries is not ha'etz, but rather the bracha on strawberries is hadama. So the Mechaber mentioned this case of tutim hagidelim b'sneh, berries, and he said the bracha is hadama. But again, you have to know the specific type of berry we're dealing with. For example, the blueberry bush survives the winters and produces berries year after year. It's therefore considered to be a tree. So if you have a blueberry in which grows year after year because it survives these bushes, therefore certainly the status is the bracha will be a ha'etz. However, the most famous example is the banana plant. That on one hand you would look at it and say, well, it's a plant, so it's the question is maybe it should be ha'etz. But we know that when it comes to a banana, the bracha is hadama. So he says the banana plant is not considered a tree because its trunk or shoot produces fruit one time only, then dies. And he explains this a little bit better for those that really understand how bananas are grown. He says after each trunk has fruited and dies, the underground root system sends up a new trunk, which in turn gives fruit and dies. So it's very similar, at least the way it's written over here, to the strawberry, in that not that the entire tree dies, but that which is above the ground dies, and the next year it regrows from that which is underneath. And therefore, for that reason, when it comes to a banana, the bracha is hadam, it's not considered to be a tree. Just a couple more ideas. He says, when it comes to fruit of bushes, such as blueberries, which we talked about, vines, such as grapes, kiwi fruit, which have the characteristics of a tree, are certainly subject to the bracha of Brei Pri Eitz. And he brings down as a footnote here that blueberries commonly available in America grow on tall bushes and thus require a Brei Pri Eitz. Unlike that which the Mechaber said, Al tutim hagdilim b'sneb Brei Pri Adama, the reason why he said the bracha is hadama on those types of berries is, as he says here, are wild blueberries grow on bushes which are lower than 9 inches. If one picks blueberries from low wild blueberries, blueberry bushes, which maybe you shouldn't do anyway, may not be so healthy, he should make the bracha a Brei Pri Adama. So we see that there's a difference when it comes to the bracha that we make on blueberries is ha'etz, because they grow on blueberry trees which last and are taller. But the blueberry, wild blueberry, which we probably do not eat, would be hadama, because it's considered more like on the ground. He concludes with questionable plants, such as papaya and raspberry plants. For various reasons, he says that it's questionable, and it's not something worthwhile understanding why they have different characteristics of a tree and certain characteristics of a fruit. He says the bracha for these fruits, when it comes to papaya and raspberry, is Brei Pri Adama. However, he says if one made a Brei Pri Ha'etz on a papaya or raspberries, b'di'eved, he should not make another bracha because it's so questionable what bracha should be said, but l'chadchila, preferably, one should make on papaya as well as on raspberry the bracha of Brei Pri Ha'adam.